Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, January 10th. I'm Ray Graff. We'll warm up this with some soul food today, some Southern cooking on this Food Friday. And it comes to us by way of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen in Albany. And here in the studio is Kizzy Williams Francisco, who most people know as Ali B. She runs the Clinton Avenue establishment and is here to answer your soul food questions. The number to call is 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Kizzy, soul food, Southern cooking, your calls coming up on Food Friday right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and today we welcome Kizzy Williams Francisco of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen. On today's Food Friday, she is here to discuss soul food and Southern cooking. Ali B's, well, we'll tell you in a bit how Ali B got the name. In the 1960s, Ali B brought her unique recipes and style of Manhattan and began catering and selling food on the streets of Harlem. Ali B cooked for numerous prominent religious officials, city council officials, state legislators, congressional representatives, a New York City mayor, a New York State governor. The tradition now continues through Ali B's daughter, Kizzy, who has transplanted her mother's recipes to New York's capital region. You got a question about soul food? Let me tell you something. The food has been very good so far, and we've only just begun. Southern cooking? Yeah, give us a call. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Kizzy Williams Francisco, welcome.
Hello, Ray. How you doing today? I'm so honored to be here with you guys today.
This is great. And you go by Ali B.
I go by Ali B.
Tell us about the origin of the name.
Well, Ali B is actually my mother's name.
Yeah.
And honestly, growing up, I didn't even like the name. But then when you grow up, you realize how great your mama is. You say, I'm going to name myself after my mama.
Yeah.
So now I'm Ali B, and it's special to me. Ali B originally came from South Carolina, and as you said, she moved to Manhattan.
When was this?
This was in the 60s.
Yeah.
I'm learning more and more about my family's history.
Yeah.
Now, she did come up from South Carolina for a job.
Yeah.
A Jewish family had put an article in the newspaper. She read the newspaper. She moved up to Manhattan. They gave her a job. And bam, we have been in Manhattan ever since. The food is special because it's authentic.
Before you keep going, don't be distracted by Charlene Knight, who's here, one of our people from underwriting. And she's here, and she's a big fan of yours. So we thought we'd have her here.
I love you, Charlene. Thank you for being here today, girl. And she's eating fried chicken. She got cornbread, collard greens, and candy yams.
All right, we'll bring her into it in a minute. You keep going with your story.
Yes. So growing up, you know, Ali B, my mother, she cooked every single day. My father was a fisherman. And he fished for hobbies, but it was like it was a job.
Yeah.
We had 5 deep freezers, so we didn't have anything. We had plenty of fish.
Yeah.
So
5 deep freezers.
Yes, 5 deep freezers.
That's pretty good.
By the time I was 15, I didn't even like fish no more.
Yeah.
You know, because we had so much. But cooking collard greens and candy yams and potato salad and fried fish became natural for me. You know, I can do this actually, Ray, with my eyes closed.
I got to tell you something. Just now, I've had your potato salad with the collard greens. Just when you say that, I start salivating now. It's that good.
I know it is.
Well, I'm glad you're confident. I'm very glad it's really good, and the catfish is delicious.
You know why? What makes it good is because it's, first of all, simple.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with something simple. It's potatoes, it's mustard, some Hellman's mayo, some salt, some pepper, onions, and relish. And you cannot go wrong with that as potato salad.
But
everybody like those things.
Yeah, but there are many different types of potato salad.
There are. Some are made with apples. Some are made with no mayo. Some is made with no mustard.
Like my grandmother old German lady did it with vinegar, and it was different,
right.
And it was warm.
Right.
My mother's was very close to this, and I don't know where she picked that recipe up, but it's very close to yours, so it took me back about 30, 40
years.
Well,
I'm going to tell you this. When you bring up vinegar, like your grandmother's, mine's may not be like your grandmother's, but the mustard is my vinegar.
Yeah.
It brings in that tang taste.
It sure does.
The relish brings in that tang taste, and it makes me happy to know that this potato salad reminds you of your family. And that's what soul food is about.
Yeah.
Because, see, it doesn't matter where you're from. You can be from the north, even though this food is from the south. It's about love. You see how you brought up your grandmother and your mother? That's what Ali B will do for you when you come to Ali B's Cozy's Kitchen. The food brings back memories. It brings back love. And that is soul food. Love,
but skill. I can have a lot of love, and I'm not going to make catfish like that, okay?
You know why? Because you're not Ali B.
Well, I think you make a point.
Okay.
Let me give the number, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Ali B of Ali's Cozy Kitchen. Ali B's Cozy Kitchen is here on Food Friday. We talk Southern cooking and soul food. Charlene Knight, you got a mouthful.
And let's
this
go.
This is so good, y'all.
Come on, Capital.
This is really good.
Yeah? You want to take a call and let Charlene eat here?
I would love to take a call.
All right, let's go. Jim in Adams, Mass. Jim, you're on.
Hey, Ray.
How you doing?
Hello, Jim.
Good, except all over again, you haven't invited me.
Well, you know, I forgot the invitation. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay, I just had a question. Next time I'm in Albany, I'm certainly going to search your place out. It's on Clinton Avenue.
353 Clinton Avenue, Albany, New York.
Okay. All right, I was just over there last week, took a friend over to the airport, and we stopped and had an Indian buffet. In Albany on Central Avenue.
Awesome.
Anyway, soul food will be the next time. And
hey, Jim, get the catfish, man. Get the catfish.
Yeah,
it's really
good. Do you
really
serve any barbecue type foods in your place?
Yes, we do, Jim.
Barbecue ribs or pulled pork?
I have barbecue ribs right off the charcoal grill.
I'm looking at
them. And we have them today.
God.
Ray, go ahead and sample those barbecue.
I might come over today.
No, you can't.
It is absolutely delicious. Everything is fresh, Jim. And I love your accent. Are you a country man?
Yeah, I was accused of being from Cheshire, Mass. When I'm actually from Adams, Mass. By a substitute teacher, he said, "Aren't you from Cheshire? I thought you were from Adams." I said, "Why, Mr. Adams?" His name was Mr. Adams. He says, "Because you walk like a farmer."
Well, there you go.
Well, let me tell you, Jim, the ribs is cooked with our own barbecue sauce.
Oh, would you
sauce.
Look at this?
We make it from scratch. Come by 353 Clinton Avenue, Albany, New York, Ali B's Cozy Kitchen, and taste the love.
You might become my most favorite barbecue joint then, perhaps.
I would love to.
Well, I haven't tried it yet, Jim.
I have one in Pioneer Valley called Bub's Barbecue.
Well, I got to try this during the break because, A, it's a little messy for me to talk and eat at the same time. So,
Ray, get messy.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's Food Friday. We talk soul food today with Ali B. Now, how long have you been up in Albany area?
I have been up in Albany for about 14 years, but I have been open for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I have realized that, you know, through growth and owning Ali B's, we are the greatest in the North. So if you're looking for something special, come get some of these barbecue ribs my boy Ray is about to go get. And we are open today.
Yeah, well, there you go.
The ribs is special because they're tender. They fall off the bone.
Yeah.
They have that smoky charcoal flavor.
And how long does it take you to cook these?
It takes me about 4 hours to cook
those ribs. That's not that bad. Now, do you smoke them or do you put liquid smoke on them?
Well, you know, no, I smoke them.
Yeah?
Now, what I do, I do take an easy route.
Okay.
I pour boil them first, so that means I boil them on the stove.
Yeah.
That's because I have to cook so many of them.
Sure.
And then I take them from the stove, I take it in the back, and I grill it on the grill. You grill it. You let that smoke flavor get into it. You throw the sauce on it. You turn it over. Smack some more sauce on it. Turn it back over. Have that burnt charcoal darkness on it.
Mm.
Bam. Well, and then you let it get gooky and sticky.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And it's falling off the bone. Tell us about the sauce here.
Well, the sauce is a South Carolina sauce. It is a mustard and vinegar, ketchup, and different spices like garlic and onions in that sauce. It is divine, but the only way you're going to know about it is by trying it.
All right.
Well, you're going to have to go to South Carolina.
Well, I'll try it. Now, it's funny. We've done barbecue shows before, and there's a marked difference between South Carolina.
Yes, it
and
is.
And North Carolina
yes,
in
it
the
is.
Sauces.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And if you go out to Oklahoma and out to Texas, it's all different. So this
yes,
is South
is.
Carolina style.
That is a South Carolina style. And not only that, you know, some people like their ribs dry. Some people like their ribs wet. This is a wet rib.
It certainly is.
It's wet, it's moist, it's sexy, it's lovely, it's shining, it even got a gloss on it. Look at it.
I gotta be honest with you, I've never heard anyone call ribs sexy before.
That rib is sexy.
All right, well, you know what? That's a good spot to take a break, and we'll find out. Well, 800-348-2551 is the number.
Bam.
If you have a question about soul food or Southern cooking, give us a call. Allie B's in the house. Yes, Charlene, they can hear you eating, but it's okay.
Crunch it, Charlene.
No.
It's Food Friday.
Stop.
Charlene Knight is here from our underwriting department. And you know, you're a fan of Allie B's cooking.
I am.
And I got to tell you something.
I'm a fan of food.
I know you are. Because after every Food Friday, you're over here.
And any I am. And anyone that can feed me large portions of food,
yeah.
I love.
How's the chicken?
Oh, my goodness. It's really good. I hope you guys don't hear me on the air.
All right. Tell us about your frying the chicken.
Well, let me tell you about the fried chicken. It is the best just on the fact of it's fried simple. It's no egg batter. It's just a piece of meat that has been cleaned, seasoned with some garlic.
You got some secret
salt.
Seasonings in there?
Actually, I won't say it's a secret for the fried chicken.
No.
It's some adobo, some salt, and some garlic.
Yeah.
You can throw a little pepper on it. That's it. Leave it wet so that when you dip that chicken in the flour, when you dip the flour in that fried grease,
yeah,
that it becomes crispy. The longer you leave your chicken in the oil is what allows that chicken to have that great crust. So if you know your fried chicken takes 30 minutes to cook, if you want that extra crispy crunch,
yeah,
leave it in there extra 5 minutes. And if you want to know how to cook your fried chicken, like when is the grease is hot? To do it the easy way, just throw a little tap of flour inside that oil. And if it sizzles, that means the grease is ready. It says drop this chicken inside me and let it fry. And as I said before, allow that chicken to cook a little extra 5 minutes so that you can have that extra crust that you're looking for. And
okay, the difference between the fried catfish.
Yes.
How long are you doing that?
It actually depends. If you're frying that fish on your stove, you want the fish to fry until it's golden, and you can, as you move the fish around, you can feel that crust on that fish.
It is perfect. I mean, that is perfect crust.
And I bought it from the restaurant for you. It done sat there for a moment, and it still has that crunch of love.
I love it.
That's hard to get.
Yeah.
And see, we use cornmeal because, first of all, that's what they used way back when in South Carolina, but it's also gluten-free.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about that.
All right, because
a lot of people are. I get that.
Yes. So I want everyone to know that when you are eating Allie B's fried fish, it is gluten-free, so it's made for everybody.
You know, I like gluten. I like gluten too.
I like gluten too.
I love my fried chicken.
Charlene, I'm not sure I've ever seen really too many foods that you don't like. So.
Listen, she enjoyed that fried chicken.
I did.
That went down pretty fast.
Okay. And it had a crunch, like crunch.
Did you have any of the cornbread?
Okay.
Yes, she did.
By the way,
I
had some, and we'll go to the phones in a minute. 800-348-2551. Allie B, I had some of the rib during the break. The sauce is off the charts. It's good stuff.
Boom.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. Roberta in Del Mar, you're up.
Hi.
Hello.
I was wondering about your greens, your collard greens.
Very good.
and how you fix them. And this time of year, where do you get good collard greens or any greens that are fresh? I know Field Goods has them, but I was just wondering, what is it that you do?
Well, actually, I get my greens at the moment from a warehouse, but you can also get your greens, you know, if you go to ShopRite, Price Chopper, just get them in a fresh department where you get your produce. And to cook the collard greens, you always put a quarter pot of water. It doesn't matter what pot you use.
So no matter how big, it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter how big the pot
is. Why?
Because that will allow you to balance it. Because, see, you don't want to add too much water. Because there's already water inside those collard greens. So if you put a half a pot of water, you would destroy it. So if you put a quarter pot of water, you won't mess up if you put a quarter pot of the water. It just becomes natural. Throw that quarter pot of water on the stove. Cut up them collard greens. First, you wash them down because a lot of collard greens, since they're from the ground, they have mud on it. You want to wash it down. Some people add a little vinegar in their water. Or you can even add a lemon or orange.
Do you put salt in this?
Yes, I do. It's poquito. Poquito salt in the collard greens.
I got to tell you, I just had some plain. I had it originally with the potato salad, but... It's perfect. I mean,
simple.
Yeah.
Yes. And you use the smoked meat. We use smoked turkey at Allie B's. You use the smoked meat. It adds some flavor. So it's actually smoked meat, salt, a little sugar because collard greens are bitter. So just a tap of sugar to get rid of that bitterness. And that's basically it. So you got salt. You got vinegar. You got a little sugar. We also add a little canola on you because collard greens are... They're like a dry vegetable. So what the canola oil you do, allow it to release its strengths out of it so that it can become soft. So try it. And you can always call Allie B's.
Yeah. All right, Roberta, thanks for the call. Number is 800-348-2551. And how long do you cook that?
For about 3 hours.
The collard greens go for 3 hours?
Yes, they do.
Wouldn't they fall apart?
You want them to fall apart. Mm-hmm. You want them to melt
in your
mouth.
You
want it to melt in your mouth like butter. Amen. If the collard greens is not tasting like butter,
preach,
it's something
sister.
Wrong.
Now, believe it or not, my mother never made collard greens.
Well, you got them today, Ray.
Why are you laughing?
And Ray, when you eat the collard greens, they're tender. Some people, when they make the collard greens, they're crunchy.
Yeah.
You want collard greens to melt.
And these do.
Exactly.
And they have a meaty texture to them.
They're
beautiful.
Yes, they do. They're love.
Are you ready for the next call, Allie B?
Yes, indeed. Pass it on. Let's go.
Get Charlene something to eat.
Charlene, let's have some more mac and cheese over here, Charlene.
800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Soul Food Southern Cooking today. Yvette in Albany.
Hey, hi. Hi, Allie.
Hello, Yvette. How you doing today?
You know me. I'm a fairly regular customer, and I have to tell you, you make me laugh, whether in person or on the radio.
Thank you for calling today.
But the main reason I called is I really want people to know all the charitable work you do. If there's a call for a chest tasting, contribution, you are there. You give and give back to the community. And I really appreciate that. And just so people know, she always does free Thanksgiving dinners. So you are great, not only with your cooking, but your soul.
Thank you so much. And that's what Soul Food is about. Soul Food is about giving back, cooking with love, bringing in the community. And through food, you can do all things like that through food.
Now, you've been up here a while. What draws you to this city? In other words, what makes it special to you?
The people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from Manhattan, born in Harlem, New York.
Yeah.
And this is the capital. You know, this is where we pass our bills and make laws and regulations at. And moving up here, you know, first, as I told Ray earlier, it was for the trees and the grass because I have two boys. And living down in Manhattan, the only place I was able to find some grass was Central Park. So I said, let me move on up to the Capitol and make my home. But it's truly, the people here are very diverse. And I wanted to expose my children to that as well.
Yeah.
And my family has become very diverse since I have moved to the Capitol. So the Capitol has changed my family in so many ways, and I'm so grateful for that. So I want people to know when you move up to the Capitol, your life will change with love, community, and diverse. And when I say diverse, that means different races come into your life. And that's what soul food is about. Soul food is about bringing unity. And that's what Ali B does.
Can I try the mac and cheese?
You offered
Charlene some. You didn't offer me any.
This mac and cheese, the children and the adults say the mac and cheese is like a
just
drug.
Give me a little bit. You know, my kids, I got five, and they're all mac and cheese fanatics.
Try that mac and cheese,
Look at
Ray.
This. Now, what are you using? Rigatoni in here?
Yes, indeed. We actually use penne noodles. The penne noodles, and I'm going to tell you about this mac and cheese. The mac and cheese is special because we use one cheese. A lot of times when you go places, they use five cheeses. But in South Carolina 200 years ago, people were just trying to use what they had.
Yeah.
And so that's why we keep it original and use only one cheese.
It's a very mild cheese.
It's simple. It is mild cheese.
Yeah.
He has a great taste bud. He actually knew what I put in without me telling him.
This is the first time anyone said that on this program.
Yes. The man has a wonderful palate.
Okay. What do you got in there? Tell me.
So it's just some salt and some butter and some love. I'm going to leave it at that because my wife always tell me,
yeah.
Don't you tell nobody what you put
in
that mac
and cheese. Oh, so it's a secret. All right.
The mac and cheese is a secret.
All right.
And Holly, I love you. I didn't give out the recipe.
Hi, Miss Holly.
So, but I will tell you, like the candy yams that sit on the table is cinnamon, is nutmeg, sugar, butter, and vanilla. And we peel the potatoes every day. Sometimes I have my wife get in the back and peel those potatoes.
How much butter's in there? It's buttery. This is buttery
and
delicious.
A lot of butter.
Yeah.
Actually, butter's it's good. Not a lot.
Really?
You know, for every full pan, I put a pound.
That's still a lot.
That's not a lot.
That's a lot of butter.
That's not really a lot because a full pan can feed about 40 people.
Let's agree to disagree.
Okay, but boom.
I think it's buttery.
That's
Charlene,
what makes
have
a
some
great...
mac and cheese.
She eat mac and cheese.
Here you go.
All right, let's
Charlene,
take a call while Charlene has some more food.
Come on through.
And make sure you get real close to the
Charlene,
mic when you chew.
I'm
all right.
Charlene, make yourself at home and serve yourself.
All right,
girl.
Here we go. Al in Albany. Al, you're up.
Hey, Ms. Ali B, how you doing today?
Hello, young man. Thank you for calling today.
Hey, well, I just want to call and say we love your food in Arbor Hill.
Awesome.
We love your food at Metropolitan Church. You catered a couple occasions for us.
You know, Metropolitan
Everything
is my home. That is my church.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for calling today.
Yeah, Dr. Johnson.
Yes, indeed. That's my family.
So the food is amazing. I love it. And you say when you cook the chicken, you keep the chicken wet when you put it in the flour.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So now let me ask you, do you keep the fish wet or do you dry the fish off before you coat that with the...
You dry it.
No, I don't. I actually still keep it wet because I want the cornmeal to attach itself to it so that when I drop it in that oil, it still has a hold. Because, see, the water allows it to be like a glue.
Al, you've had the catfish, right? You still there?
I'm sorry.
You've had the catfish, right, from Allie's?
Did you?
Have
you had the catfish from Ali B?
It's really good. I mean, you've had it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
So I didn't know if you, like, dipped it in egg batter prior.
No way. Let me tell you, in South Carolina 200 years ago, no one was trying to dip anything in egg because they wanted that egg to make breakfast. So they was not going to take some egg and use it as a batter. You know, a batter is a new thing. That's more of a upscale thing that people do today when they use a batter. Our batter at Ali B's is our water.
Yeah.
And that's about
Okay.
Well,
so keep the fish when I put it in the cornmeal.
Just put it in the cornmeal and drop it in that oil.
And it's simple and it's delicious. Yeah. Al, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you, young man.
I really love the way this is crispy and just perfect. And I think batter might not be the right choice for
that. Well, not because it would make it gooky.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want a crisp.
Yeah.
You don't want gook.
How long did it take you? Now, your mom was a great cook,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed.
How long did it take you to figure it out?
You know what? I've been cooking since I was, like, honestly, 3 years old. My mother, she would be in the kitchen making pie crust from scratch. And every Christmas, she bought me a blender because I would destroy it. So every Christmas,
just like my daughter does.
She would have to buy me all my cooking supplies all over again. And she had a table right by the stove. So I had a tiny little table by the stove. And as she cooked on the stove, I was on the side and I would be making eggnog. I would be rolling pie dough. I would be making sweet potato pies with her. So everything she did, she threw something on the side so that I can follow behind her.
So you learned by doing early.
I learned early. My whole life I've been cooking.
Now, let me ask you a question. One of my four daughters, the 12-year-old, she's a cook and she's a baker. She is the messiest person in the world. Were you taught early to clean up after yourself? Are you listening, Angela?
Well, you know what? Honestly, no, Ray. I was the same way. And you know what? My mother would say the same thing to me. My mother would say, "Do you see that bowl I put there for you?" And I would say, "Yes." She said, "That is for you to put your garbage and stuff in a bowl." But you know what? When you're young and you're having fun, you never listen. It's not until you become the mom that you start using that bowl.
Well, I hope to live to see her clean up just once.
Well,
after
let
she
me
cooks.
Tell you, when she becomes that woman and she opens up that great restaurant, mm-hmm. food is free for you for the rest of your life.
Well, I may Amen. Have to send That's her down true. To your spot to learn a couple things.
And you know what you should do?
What's that?
Have her make your pizzas.
Pizzas?
Yes, for you, because that's one of your favorite things. Yeah, put her to work in the kitchen.
Well, I don't know. She probably burned the house down.
That's
right?
Okay. It's a start. You got insurance.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. How's the food, Charlene?
The food is amazing.
Good. Keep eating. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Clarita in Albany. Hello.
Hey, Kizzy. How are you?
Hello, Clarita. Welcome.
Listen, I tell you, my husband is in love with you. And,
awesome.
We're going to have to talk about that. But on another note, you know, food, like in most cultures, food brings people together. That's what it does. I know it does in my culture, and I know you've experienced it as well. How has the food that you cooked at Ali B's affected your community?
That's a good question. Let me tell you, this food, believe it or not, stops crying. This food keeps families together. I mean, when you can create something good like this, isn't that amazing when I can say food stop crime? And yes, that's what Ali B's food does for the community. Wow, it stops crime, it builds love, it creates unity. And in Orbit Hill, I'm so honored to be a part of that community. Orbit Hill, West Hill. I love y'all guys. Thank you, Orbit Hill and West Hill, for allowing Ali B's to be a part of the community and make change. And if you stop by, you know, you would that community of Orbit Hill and West Hill, you will be able to see what Ali B's have done for that community with the food when it comes down to love, happiness.
You know, you should really go into politics.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray.
That's true. You can lead everyone, and that will calm their spirits.
Yes.
I think
that
you're
makes
right.
Sense.
Well, thank you for that call. 800-348-2551.
I got one more thing to say. I want to say to the Capital Region and far on, if you want change, buy Ali B's food and make change.
All right, fair enough. 800-348. You really are a politician, I got to say. You know, let's go back to the phone lines here. And Michael in Stanford. Michael, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, hey. I just wanted to say that I'm a big fan of Ali B's restaurant.
Awesome.
I mean, nobody makes ribs like her. I travel up from the Western Catskills just to have her food.
Yeah.
I mean, I retired a couple of years ago, and I just came upon her place by chance. And I tell you what, I have to have her fixings at least once a week. But I have a question, too. I was just wondering, I have an anniversary party to go to, and I was wondering if you had gift certificates or something that I could do to give as a gift.
We sure enough do. You can stop by today, tomorrow. We have that for you. Come on through. And I'm honored that you love the food that I create. And I'm happy that you are enjoying the history, because these recipes are older than I am. They're 200, 300
years old. Wait,
you
haven't tweaked the recipe at all on the ribs or let's say the catfish? You haven't tweaked it at all?
Well, you know what? I'm a tweaker right now, okay? The fish is cornmeal, salt, and a little pepper. That's it.
Yeah.
The ribs are just the barbecue sauce. And you know what? I can't give the recipe for the sauce.
Yeah, because that's the secret.
That is the secret, the sauce.
Yeah.
That's very, and I've had lots of ribs, but I've never had any ribs.
But you know what? It is coming. Eventually, we're going to have this sauce in stores. Just give us a moment.
Oh, my heavens.
Keep coming by.
You're either going to be president or you're going to be a billionaire.
Listen,
or both.
I'm going to be both.
All right,
I'm going to be president
That's
of
right.
the company, okay. And I'm going to be the billionaire so that I can share more great food around the world and donate food around the world, because I love donating.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, the
yes,
Thanksgiving
indeed.
Dinners. Allie B. is here at Soul Food. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Food Friday. Ray Graff here. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. Kizzy Williams Francisco, better known as Allie B, is here from Allie B's Cozy Kitchen. And that's right on Clinton.
Yes, it is. 353 Clinton Avenue, Albany, New York. 12206.
You know, hundreds of years ago, I played in an R&B band. I was a trombone player in the horn section, and there was a club right over by there called Otis's.
Mm.
It's long gone now, but that was a place to play.
I have some family in Massachusetts that live in Otisville.
No, this was Otis was a guy. He owned the club. All right, before we get to the phones again, just tell us, how long have you been doing these Thanksgiving meals?
I've been doing Thanksgiving meals for 6 years now. I can remember the first year we did it. I was nervous. It was a snowstorm, and I said to my wife, I said, nobody's going to come. And she said, they are coming. And when we opened up the doors, the people just flew in, and we ran out. But
you had turkeys and
what else? We had turkey, collard greens, and candy yams, and rice and beans, and cornbread dressing. Every year, it has been amazing, where every year we have volunteers show up. Now we actually deliver the food to senior citizens all over the Capitol, from Gilderland, Troy, Schenectady, Water Elite, Cahoes, is it Altima?
Oh, yeah.
We go
that's a way out
all
there.
Over the Capitol delivering the food for free on Thanksgiving Day to all the senior citizens, to mothers and fathers that don't have cars but have children. So we have been doing some really great things because of the community that this food feeds. And when you feed a community, it brings love out of a community. So it allows Allie B's to give more and take care of the community better because of good food.
But this is a sacrifice for you. I mean,
it is a sacrifice.
It is not cheap.
It's
You've
not.
Done very well for
it's
yourself here in Albany. But it's quite a way to give back.
Well, you know what? The truth is, what I have learned, when you give back, you always get back.
Yeah.
And one thing I will say about the Capitol, everything that Allie B's Cozy's Kitchen has put in to the community, we have got back triple where we can be able to give more to the community. Because, you know, life is about being successful, doing well in life, but it's also about taking care of your surroundings. And,
yeah, she's running for office. There's no doubt about it,
Charlie. I'm just saying, we're doing good. You know, when I first opened up Allie B's, this is the truth. I was on food stamps. I was on Section 8. Today, I own my own building. I provide housing for others. You know, I own the restaurant. money is different. I'm not on welfare. I'm not getting food stamps anymore. I'm not on Section 8. So this is what the community has done for me. It has changed my life. So why not change what changed my life?
That's a great way. I mean,
it's nice. All through good food.
And you know, the food's not bad at all.
The food is the bomb.
I like it. Amen. All right. Let's see. Will from Troy wrote in. Please talk about how soul food and Southern barbecue are related to each other.
Soul food and Southern barbecue. This is what I would say. Soul food and Southern barbecue is basically, to me, it's the same.
Yeah.
Because you're cooking it. It takes time. It's love. It's happiness. And that's what soul food is about. Southern food is the same thing. It's love. It's nutrients. It's happiness. So when you put those two together, you're going to have the same thing. You're going to have some good love. That means some good food.
Now, does the South have a monopoly on all good, loving food, or is there any
yes.
up north? No, well,
you,
really?
No, you know what?
What about a bowl of clam chowder, right?
Oh, yeah, I love some clam chowder. But this is what I would say about the North and the South, okay? The difference in the North and the South is that when you go to the South, right, you got black folks, white folks.
We have that here.
Asian folks. Everybody that's from the South is making collard greens and candy yams. It doesn't matter what your nationality is. Everybody make it. Mm-hmm. Now, in the North, it's a little different. In the North, it's more exposed to the African-American culture, the collard greens. So that's why your mama probably wasn't making collard greens,
no, but
right?
She made yams.
But she made yams.
Yeah.
But you didn't have the collard greens.
No, I didn't eat
but
the yams either.
But see, this is the thing. If you go to South Carolina, every white boy family is making collard greens, right, candy yams, mac and cheese. Now, in the North, it's a little different. You get what I'm saying? So that's the difference in the South and in the North.
Yeah.
Everybody makes collard greens, candy yams. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who you are in the South, everybody make it. So in the North, it's a little different. You know what I'm saying? But if you go to the South, it's everybody food. Doesn't matter what door.
All right. So let me
you
ask
not
you.
Gone.
Allie B., let me ask you. Your mom was in Manhattan. You grew up down in New York.
Yes.
Why didn't you head south when you grew up?
Well, you know what? The reason why I didn't head south is because I wanted to be close to my family.
Yeah.
So Manhattan is 2 hours and some change away from Albany.
Yep.
And Albany has that same kind of feeling that you can get from the south because it has the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? I can drive 10 minutes out of Albany and be like, where am I? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. The South. Yeah.
And this is what I would say about the Capital Region. The Capital Region does give off that Southern feeling because of the diversity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying.
In Manhattan, I came from Harlem, so I was surrounded by a lot of Spanish and a lot of African Americans.
Yeah.
Now, when you go to come move up to Albany, you're surrounded by everybody.
Yeah.
All cultures just sit right there, and it was new for me. And I enjoyed that. My wife is white. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
to you?
I hear you.
Where when I grew up in Harlem, I was surrounded, like I said, by African Americans and a lot of Spanish. So when I moved up here, it reminds me of South Carolina. Because when you go to South Carolina, the relationships is a lot like the Capital Region. Very diverse.
All right, we have to take a call, but last question here, and then we'll go back to the phone.
I love you, Holly.
do you feel that you're teaching people up here about the food? I mean, are there things
not
that we
only
just don't know besides how to make collard greens properly in 3 hours?
Yes. There's a lot of things that the North doesn't know. The North doesn't know that the food in the South is simple, that you don't need to put, like, Sansón in your cabbage or Sansón in your collard greens. All you need is some salt, a little vinegar, you know, and that love. Because in South Carolina, they work with the land.
Yeah.
You know, they working with the sugar cane. You know what I'm saying? The naturals, the real sugar, not the fake sugar.
Now, can you get the store-bought love at the Price Chopper or the ShopRite?
Well, you know what? This is what I
get a jar.
This is what I will say to you.
Yeah.
It's only one place that you can actually find this love, and that's Clinton Avenue.
right around where Ali B's Cozy Kitchen is.
Ali B's Cozy Kitchen. And I'm proud to be a part of that. I'm proud to be a part of the history. I'm proud to bring that to the Capital Region. And I'm just so happy that the Capital Region that made me their family.
I'm happy that you're here. Ali B is here from Ali B's Cozy Kitchen in Albany. And we better get back to the phones because Tyler in Waterford has been waiting a while.
All right.
Tyler in Waterford, you're up.
Hey, Ali B. I just learned about this right now, and awesome. Everything sounds really spectacular at Ali B's Cozy Kitchen. So I have two things. One, mac and cheese is very simple, but there's so many recipes out there, and there has to be a lot of don'ts that, you know, definitely exist within how to make it. When you mentioned that only using one ingredient, that kind of really came to mind with me.
Well, one cheese, thing, right?
Yeah. The one other cheese. Thing I wanted to say is that soul food is very steeped in tradition, and I'm just wondering what the future of soul food holds.
Well, that's a great question. Now, I have realized that, you know, like you said, soul food is just spreading around, it's changing. And that's what's so special about Ali B's Cozy Kitchen. It's authentic and it's original. It's not going to be many places, especially in the North, where you can find original places, but you will find it at Ali B's. Now, when it comes down to the mac and cheese, as you said, you know, we use one cheese.
Did you tell us what cheese it is?
It's mild. Because, it's mild cheddar. I can tell you, it's mild cheese, it's salt, it's some milk. You know, I can tell you what goes in it. But it's your soul that makes the mac and cheese good the way you taste it. And the continuance of the authentic food from Ali B's Cozy Kitchen, it will never go nowhere. And if you ever want to find it, if you don't find it in the North, you can always go to South Carolina, the backwoods of Bennettsville, and you can find Bennettsville, South Carolina. Yeah. That's where my family started.
Do you ever go back?
I just now went last week.
Really?
I went down to South Carolina last week. I taste the food. And I haven't been there since I was 5 years old, so I was honored to know that my food tastes exactly the way it tastes in Bennettsville, South Carolina.
No, this is very interesting.
So I was proud.
It was the first time you went.
Yes.
And that is where your folks came from.
Yes.
And you've nailed it.
I nailed it.
That's pretty good.
And that's when I found out that I said to myself, when I was a little girl, they used to call me Muhammad Ali, because I was just great at everything, basically. And I never tell people that. But when I came back and I got on a plane, I leaned over to my wife and I said, you know what? I am Muhammad Ali. She said, what are you talking about? I said, I am the greatest in the North, because the food was exactly how it was in Bennettsville. So, young man, I just want you to know, stop by Ali B's. We're going to always be there. And you can always come to my cooking classes.
You do cooking classes.
I did not know this. I have done cooking classes at Different Drummers Kitchen. I'm waiting on Deanna Fox to call me back, which she will, because she's the greatest cook, too.
She's on the show
a lot,
too.
The bomb.
Yeah.
I love her.
So I didn't know you know her.
Oh, we rock together. Birds in a flavor flock together.
You know, one thing you got to work on, though, is self-confidence.
Oh, yes. It's just unreal.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Yes, and indeed. Sabrina in Burlington, Vermont, you're on.
Hi there. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
And Ali B, girl, I got to meet you because you got you some energy.
Come on through,
yeah.
Girl.
She's tiring me out. I'll
come
tell you
on that. Through.
It's the food.
Well,
the
definitely
food
next time
you.
I'm in Albany, and it's too bad you're not here in Burlington, boy. We'd be friends, and I'd be there every night.
Well, listen, I would cater for any event. Hit us up.
Yeah, you know how far Burlington away is from Albany, right?
Listen.
Okay.
I want to spread love around the world.
Here. It's a long drive.
Listen,
right.
Okay.
We will cater for you.
So all right.
My question for you today is, I was wondering, you know, I used to spend a lot of time in the Caribbean and in the Bahamas, and one of my favorite things to eat in the whole wide world is red beans and rice.
All right.
And I was wondering if you had a simple recipe for us.
Well, you know what? Yes, I do. Now, when you are in the Caribbean, a lot of times they make their rice with coconut milk, coconut cream.
Jamaican stew.
Now, I would tell you this. Allie B's make her rice either in chicken broth or we use water. So for vegans, we would use water. For regular folks, we are cooking in some chicken broth.
Now, vegans are regular folks, too,
You know what I'm saying, right. Ray. Ray said you're completely right.
Right, okay.
But you
just
know,
stipulate.
You're right. Vegans are definitely regular folks. My family are full of vegans.
Okay, fair enough.
But for when you're making the Caribbean rice, I would say use coconut milk with a little water and just let it steam. You know, use Uncle Ben's rice, because if you use the Uncle Ben's rice, you won't have to worry. Instead of using a non-brand name, Uncle Ben's will direct you so that your rice is perfect.
Yeah, it doesn't get so, it stays.
And I will tell you this too. Stemmy. You can also, when you make the rice, put your rice in it, rinse it off, throw the beans in it. You can use canned beans. Throw the beans inside of the pot, put your water in it, and let it simmer on the stove, and the rice will tender when it cooks. It should take no more than 30 minutes.
All right, Sabrina, thanks for the call. Charlene, you've been very quiet over there. Charlene Knight from our underwriting department.
I have the itis.
What's the
itis?
It's that mood that you get, like, after you have, like, really good food. Okay, so I love food. Like I say, I love a lot of food.
I've noticed.
But when you get, like, really comfortable and your stomach is, like, just smiling and happy and you're in that zone to where I am not moving or getting up, I am, you know, if you want me, just come to me.
All right, fair enough. Now, but I thought of you because you have family down in the Caribbean, right?
I do.
And so how do you do the rice?
Oh, you kind of just put me on the spot right now.
Come on, tell us how you do the rice.
Go back to sleep.
Where's my dad to answer that question?
All right, you know, let's go back to the phones. Mark in Amsterdam. Mark, you're on.
Good afternoon. I'd like to find out, a lot of people get wigged out about food that they're not familiar with, so let's get unfamiliar. How do you do your oxtail?
Well, I boil them down. I put some onions in a pot. You know what? To help you out, too, with the oxtails, to make it easier for you, you may want to cook them in, like, a beef broth. But I put mine with water, some onions. I let it cook down. I put some little garlic and different other spices that I may add in it, like some curry.
Curry? Really?
Yeah, you can add curry.
Really?
Yes. And I just let them cook down for like 4 hours because I like my oxtails falling off the bone. But this is what I will tell you about oxtails. Before you cook them, sometimes you want to cut some of that fat off because oxtails is full of fat.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this as well. You can add any spices you want with your oxtails because it's a meat that's just good.
It's like stew meat.
Yes. And it has a lot of fat on it. But let it cook for about 4 hours because you want it tender. You don't want to fight to get that meat off the bone. You want that meat to just fall in your mouth. And I'm thinking about the oxtails.
I have not had that in 25 years.
I love oxtails.
I mean, is it even available up here?
Yes, it is. We don't make it in a restaurant, but we will cater it for you. But it's divine. I love oxtails.
Well, maybe you put it on the menu.
Uh-oh, Ray, you're about to get oxtails. There's going to be an oxtail delivery.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. Do you like the oxtails, Charlie?
We love it.
Have you ever had it?
I probably shouldn't question. I'm probably like the only Jamaican that doesn't really eat oxtail.
Oh, I love it.
I'll eat everything else, but I don't know. Oxtail. My brothers and sisters are probably going to kill me for this, but.
Really?
It smells really good,
It's so good.
It smells really good. I've only had it a couple of times, but it's memorable.
It's absolutely amazing.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Allie B, are you on the internet?
I am on the internet. If you would like to contact me
on
the internet.
Yes, please.
You can go to www.AllieB'sCozyKitchen.com.
And you're spelling Allie, A-L-L-I-E.
Yes.
AllieB'sCozyKitchen.com?
Yes.
I got to tell you, it was a treat having you here.
It really was.
A whole hour is over already? It's so fast.
It goes by quickly when you're having fun.
The food was amazing. You're amazing. Charlene,
I love you, Ray.
Thank you very much, everyone. The support comes from Buttermilk Falls Inn and Spa, Milton, taking reservations for winter midweek welcome packages, rooms with fireplaces, spa amenities, country breakfasts, afternoon teas, through March 31st, buttermilkfallsin.com. and Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst and smoked meats, home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, Pekarsky's.com. Thanks again to Kizzy Williams-Francisco of Ali B's Cozy Kitchen in Albany for joining us. Thank you for listening. Tremendous calls today. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. And Barb King didn't take the calls today. Kayleen White took the calls today. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a lovely weekend. We'll see you Monday at 2 for a Medical Monday.